Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
I was raised in a family where I learned God's word. But I hadn't been changed by the truth I had heard. And that's when God opened my heart and my mind. And I understood for the very first time. I was moved when I thought of God's Son on a cross. Should not have been. I was humbled to see that compassion for me held him there beneath the weight of my sin. I was touched by his love, still that wasn't enough to keep me out of an eternal grave. When I got saved. Now my heart overflows with the joy that I found when that old-fashioned altar became holy ground. So ask me the way to find mercy and grace, and I'll tell you one step at a time what took place. I was moved when I thought of God's Son on a cross, where I knew he should not. For me, held him there beneath the weight of my sin. I was touched by his love, still that wasn't enough to keep me out of an eternal grave. I was brought to repentance and covered with forgiveness. That's when I got saved. I was brought to repentance and covered with forgiveness. And that's when I got saved.
That was Brother Mike and Miss Lori Reeves. And I felt like that we need to start 2024 out speaking about Thanksgiving as we go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. I like this last verse right here. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word of God this morning. I pray that you'd divinely help me, Lord God, through the help of the Holy Ghost. I pray that you'd touch our lips, God, this morning while affecting our hearts. And Lord God, help our heart to speak, Lord God, what you placed upon it this morning. And I thank you for every soul that's represented here today. If there be somebody here that's lost and don't know you in the free partner seat, I pray that they'd come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, so many of our folk are sick today. I pray that you would touch them, help them, Lord Jesus, and restore their health so that they may be back in the house of God. We do love you. Thank you for all that you do. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. This year we took that trip to Massachusetts, and the Lord so blessed me with being able to go to those places, the first place that the pilgrims landed, and then to go to that place where they settled. And I'm amazed at how things have changed even in our day, amen, from their day to now. And so I want to give you some thoughts this morning. The pilgrims landed first at a place currently called Provincetown on November the 11th, 1620. The Mayflower's destination was not Massachusetts at all. Actually, they were shooting for the Hudson River, was then part of the Virginia colony. However, during its two-month voyage across the Atlantic, the Mayflower was blown off course and arrived at what is now Provincetown, Massachusetts. Now, when we say it was blown off course, may I say and suggest to you that there could have been some providential hands of the Lord in place while getting them from a targeted destination to where God wanted them to be. I believe it was divinely inspired by God that God landed them in a place where He wanted them to be. The Mayflower landed in Plymouth Rock, Massachusetts, over 400 years ago, and most people have never considered that the pilgrims stopped on November the 11th, 1620, for a three-day feast. They were enjoying getting off of the boat. That's exactly what it was. Amen. And as the Mayflower remained anchored in Provincetown, the pilgrims explored Cape Cod and had some prayer meetings. Upon arrival, the pilgrims realized that they were going to have to stick together, and they were going to have to keep their focus on what was right. I'm not going to read it this morning, but I actually read the letter that their pastor, who they left Pastor Robinson, they left him there, and he wrote a letter to his congregants as he watched half of his congregation get on the Mayflower and go out to the new land and onto another journey. He's a trusting God. He's trusting the things that He's taught them and preached to them, that now they're going to be able to tell through discipleship. They're going to be able to go to a new land, and they're going to be able to settle, and they're going to be able to live by the dictates of their own conscience, amen, under the help of God, and be right in doing so. Now, I want to remind you this morning that while these pilgrims landed, they did not land in easy conditions. So on November the 21st, that will mark the anniversary of the signing of what is called the Mayflower Compact. Now, I'd like to read just a portion. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's in Old English and it's hard for me to read it, all right? And so I got this article from Wall Builders. If you don't, if you've never checked out Wall Builders and Brother Barton, I can't remember his, David Barton, if you've never followed Wall Builders, it would behoove you to do so, especially if your parents, if you're trying to teach your kids some history of our nation, it would be great for you to go to that place called Wall Builders. But they said this, that the pilgrims were mainly English dissenters who attended churches that did not belong to the Church of England. One objection the pilgrims held was to a monarch, for us, it would be someone who would basically, a president that would be over a nation, basically, that's now trying to tell the people how to worship. Now, look here for just a minute. I want to remind you today, you better be careful with your religious freedom. Amen. Look, the separation between church and state is not, look here, it's not that the government separates themselves from the church. No, I'm going to tell you something. It's that the government keeps out of the church's business, amen, and allows the church to worship in freedom and in truth. That's what it was intended for, and that's why that they left. This viewpoint was contrary to, the pilgrims' objection was held to any monarch being head of the church. This viewpoint was contrary to the English law, stating that if any of Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth I, subjects denied the Queen's ecclesiastical supremacy, they shall be committed to prison without bail. Now think about that. If you do not worship this way, you're going to be committed to prison without bail. That's crazy, isn't it? To us, but I'm going to tell you something, it could be coming to a theater near you. Years of enduring government persecution led the pilgrims to
shake off this yoke of anti-Christian bondage and move to Harlem, where they found religious toleration after 12 years in Harlem. They decided to move to America, where they could freely worship God, raise godly children, and share the Christian gospel with others. They arranged two ships to carry them to America, the Speedwell and the Mayflower. But the Speedwell developed leaks in two separate departure attempts and was sidelined. The Mayflower alone set sail for America in September 1620 with 102 pilgrims and strangers. And that's a reference to 1 Peter chapter 2 and 11. It took them 66 days for the pilgrims on the Mayflower to reach America. I begin to think about that 66 days, and I couldn't help but think, man, that the Lord God's given us 66 books within our Bible, and I believe that all the way that God is saying, I wanted a group on that side, and I wanted a group on this side to stand for the truths to which I have committed to you. And so their trip across the Atlantic was treacherous with constant storms. In fact, at one point, the main beam of the ship broke, not having the tools necessary to make the repairs. The ship's crew used a large jack saw on the Pilgrim's printing press to raise the beam into place where it could be secured, thus saving the ship and the lives of those on board. Now listen to what I'm saying here. The very thing that saved their lives was what was going to print the Word of God. Now you think about that big jack saw that they had to hold that beam up. I'm glad, listen, that this Word will stand, amen. We ought to be thankful, amen, in our very conception of America. Aren't you thankful today that we've got a Christian heritage, amen, that we can look all the way back to our founders and say, hey, I want to tell you this. America may not be what it once was, but it started right, amen, under the principles and the foundation of God Himself, amen. Thank God, I'm glad that we've got that this morning. They finally put ashore at Cape Cod, but in an area not under the authority of the Virginia colony. They had no official governance. So before leaving the Mayflower, the Pilgrims drew up their own government contract, which declared that I'm just going to read a few lines, but I want you to get a hold of this. This would be the first document from the Pilgrims as they landed here. This is the first, before they even got off the boat, this is what they made a pact with each other. This is what they said. Now, I want you to think, now, all the atheists of the world has told you one thing. Even some of you kids in school have heard all, you say, well, we can't bring this up in school because it talks about Jesus, it talks about Christianity. Well, I want to tell you, this is part of our history. And we're losing it, amen. And so this was the Mayflower comment. Having undertaken for the glory of God the advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents, that is, by the legal document and charter, solely and mutually in the presence of God and one another. The Mayflower Compact was signed on November the 21st, 1620. And may I say that we should honor these pilgrims this week. We should look back at our forefathers. I'm not talking about forefathers. I'm talking about those before us. Amen. We should look back, I believe, this week, and we should thank God for some individuals who, while they were under religious oppression, there in New England, in England, they were there, and I'll tell you what I find it this way. I find it, man, that they stepped out by the grace of God as a pioneer, amen, to go seek a place where they could worship God in spirit and in truth. But this is what took place. The devil in hell has ruined our ideas of what our forefathers have established.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.